Hello, 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 and welcome to Buzz Binging. My name is Natalie.
And Christy, your mom.
And we're going to be covering Umbrella Academy Season 1, Episode 9, Changes, and Season 1, Episode 10, The White Violin.
Da-da-da! Yes. We are going to have... It's going to be disclaimers again, which include that there will be cursing. There will be spoilers, because there will be. And we are having things to drink. What are you having to drink?
In honor of 5, and I don't usually drink tequila, but I kind of have to now. I'm having a margarita. A frozen margarita. I got the blender out.
Good choice. Good choice. I thought about doing that. I didn't have the materials available, and so what I am having is a glass of champagne, because in these episodes we see a character revisited that has a glass of champagne. So there we go.
Boring.
Anyway. Boring. I know. I have around the house. Sorry.
Well, to be fair, I went out of my way for the margarita, so... By comparison, it took a little bit more effort for me, so
I'm impressed. Obviously, you love this show and you love 5, and I appreciate that.
I do. Anyway, do you want to get into Season 1, Episode 9, Changes?
Yes.
I always think of the David Bowie song, I'm sorry. So in my head, it's changes. Yes. Anyway, so flashback. Vanya uses her powers on her various nannies until...
Oh, Grace. I love this, though. Because the reason that she's doing it is she refuses to eat oatmeal. It's like, you know, a 2-year-old in the high chair.
She's like 6 or something like that.
Yeah, she's too old for this, really.
Yeah, Flash. Yeah, so Grace is the only one who can withstand her powers because she's a robot. Reginald quickly figured out, well, not too quickly, went through 3 nannies to figure this out, but a human cannot withstand her powers because they'll be blown out of a window or they will fall down some stairs or
she
something like that.
She kills people.
And then we go over to the present. Leonard takes Vanya to his house. Vanya is worried that her family will come for them, and she's ashamed of what she did to Allison. She wants to explain it to the family, but Leonard gaslights her into thinking he's the only one who can help her and understands her. He pulls a Tobey Maguire in No Way Home and makes her say she's special.
You're amazing.
Say it.
It's a little confusing. So she doesn't understand why people would be after them. She thinks that she can just explain everything to them. And he's the one who's like, no, they want to hurt you. I'm the only one who understands you. And he makes her say stuff like that over and over again. This is like that isolationist straight up DV stuff, control shit that is really, really, really toxic. Yeah, we do.
And then Grace is operating on Allison, needs some blood, and all the boys volunteer, but Luther can't. Like, Luther is the obvious choice because Luther loves her so much, but Luther can't because his blood is mostly Pogo's blood. Right. And then Klaus is like, I've got this. I love needles. And then they're just like, his blood is a little bit too polluted for this. And then Diego comes up and is like, I've got this, bro. And then he sees the needle and then faints. And then the poker's so like, funny. Stick him.
Yeah,
it's very, so very funny.
It is so great.
Then, Ben lectures Klaus for trying to find drugs. And Klaus is like, fine, I won't take the drugs. I won't take these pills I have. And Ben's like, okay. And he turns away. And then Klaus is like, psych! And he puts the pills in his mouth. And then Ben punches him in the face, but it actually connects. And then Klaus says, you Patrick Swayze'd me!
Yes.
Very good ghost reference.
Yeah, no, I love this, but I do want to back up because in this conversation, Ben's like telling Klaus not to take the drugs. And you know, Klaus is saying, sobriety's overrated. I want to be numb again. And Ben's like, life is hard. Good people die. And Klaus's response is, oh, there you go, playing the dead card again.
Yeah, I know, it's so funny. It's so funny. Okay.
Yeah.
And then Diego and 5 are talking about, oh, we're going to go fucking find Harold, because clearly this is what happened to Allison. And they make Klaus go with them to find Harold because Diego threatens him by throwing a knife in between his legs.
But
he doesn't
again,
hit him, but
the sibling exchange is hilarious. Like Klaus, like, "Oh, you can't make me," and then Diego throws a knife between his legs. Shit. Okay, I really want to go. Sure.
yeah, no. But yeah, it's very, very, very funny. So Vanya then finds Reginald's journal after it falls out of Leonard's bag. And again, we see the keep it secret journal. Like, I don't know why I can't get past that, but like, if I'm writing in my super secret journal, keep this a secret, me. It's like, I should already fucking know that. Reginald's supposed to be a smart guy. It's like, we must keep it secret. I don't know why that bugs me so much. Anyway, Vanya confronts Leonard, who tries to gaslight her more. She asks about Harold Jenkins, and he gives his tragic backstory of, "I was an abused child, so it's justified that I kill people." It's like, no. No, that's not
this
how that
is
works.
What else he says. This is what else he says. He's like, "Harold Jenkins is someone like us. He's outside. His family's cruel to him, blah, blah, blah. He's an outsider." And he's like, he finally says to her, "I'm the reason you got first share." And she's like, "You know, I got first chair by my own talent." He's like, "No, why do you think the other first chair went missing? You think she went by herself? And we need to finish what we started." And it's like, who's this "we" asshole?
I was about to say, who's this "we" bullshit?
Yeah, exactly. So Vanya says, "Look, I love Allison. She is my family. I didn't mean to kill Allison." And then Leonard starts on her. And he is beating on Reginald's diary, and he says, like, "Your father was right, you're weak." And he's making this beating noise on the book.
I have a sound for her to focus on to focus her powers, but like, what was he expecting to happen? And so, like, she starts
yeah, exactly.
creating like
Good
a job. Fucking tornado, lifts it, force chokes him into the air, and there's like a tornado behind him. She throws all of these like knives at him with her powers, and he gets stuck like the mom from Carrie. And I'm just kind of like, what the fuck did you expect to happen, asshole? He's like, "No, Vanya, not me." And I'm like, then who else is here, fucking fucktard? Like, are you kidding? Like, what? Yeah. Who did you want to like make her use her powers on herself? That's not gonna happen. Like, what was your plan? You didn't. You
yeah, it
like
was
Diego.
Really
you didn't have a fucking plan.
He didn't have a plan, and
you should have jumped through the fucking door because it's already
open
because the window is completely shattered.
That involved breaking glass too. So anyway,
so true.
She stops though, and this is what's interesting. She stops, and she is very, very focused at this point. And we see the full moon behind her. So Agnes is back at the hotel. She comes in. She thinks Hazel's there. And Cha-Cha comes out of the bathroom and punches Agnes. And it is sad.
Also, Agnes is such a weak little bitch. Like, she like comes in and then she sees Cha-Cha coming in from they also have a very nice motel room, but like, it's like a honeymoon suite kind of deal, like with a heart-shaped like jacuzzi inside. I'm like, Jesus Christ, how much was that? But Hazel, Cha-Cha comes out of like the bedroom and she's like, "Oh, you're clearly not Hazel, and you're clearly his partner who is pissed at him." She starts to run away and then she trips on a rug that, like, how did you trip? Like, how did that even happen? I know for the plot's sake you had to trip, but like, what the fuck is that? And then like, it just, and she falls, and then it just was like, whatever. But I'm just like, are you kidding?
Yeah, it's poor. The guys show up and find dead Leonard, dead Harold, whatever the fuck his name is. Five then like fits the eye he's been carrying around to the guy's eye. He's like, "Ah, it's perfect, it's the right size. I now know."
And
Klaus
is like, "Yay, we did it. Yeah. Now we can go."
Yeah, so five wants to know who killed him and blips out. And so we see Mother and Luther and is it Diego?
No, it's Luther.
It was Luther and Pogo.
And Allison.
With Allison, right? So Luther does not trust Pogo and Mom to stay with Allison's
well, because the last time Pogo was left alone with the patient, he injected his blood into him at Reginald's request, but he doesn't want Allison to turn into an ape person either, so I respect that.
I do respect that too.
Also, Pogo's been holding so much back, like, including the fact that, oh yeah, we helped Reginald in his death. It's like, what? Yeah. Like, are you kidding?
Yeah. Yeah. So they, the guys, Five and Klaus, get back. They're looking for Vanya. They think that maybe she has returned to the mansion, but she's not there. Five then asks Klaus, hey, did Dad tell you anything? Any clues about the apocalypse? How did he know about that? And Klaus is like, well, you know, you've got, because they start bantering about addiction, right? Like, because Klaus is such a junkie. And Klaus is like, I know you're an addict too. You're addicted to the apocalypse. But Five then destroys
the apocalypse.
Yeah, it's like being an adrenaline junkie. I kind of have a little bit. Funny. It's funny.
Imagine you're like going to like rehab, and it's like, I'm addicted to the apocalypse. It's like, what do you treat that with?
Apocalypse Anonymous. This is
it's AA.
It's a 12-step program. Yes, you have a problem. Anyway, so we've got Five then destroys Klaus's drugs because he had grabbed some, of course. Luther is talking to Allison.
Did you mention that Klaus mentions that he like didn't? He said that Reginald told him that he had more potential.
I did skip that, but.
It's a throwaway line, but it's just like, hey, Five, I have more potential than I seem. And then Five's like, yeah, okay, sure, Klaus.
Klaus, but you're an addict.
Like, how did you figure out how to time travel? Because, like, I think I might be expanding my powers. Like, it's kind of the subtext, but still, it's interesting. Sorry, go ahead, continue.
Luther's talking to Allison. He admits that he loves her. And he apologizes for not being able to protect her and be there for her when she got, you know, her throat slashed. We see Five downstairs. He has made a picture of green margaritas, and he's talking to Dolores, as he does. Hazel then appears with a gun at the door for Five. And Five's like, hey.
For fun. You know? I thought he was about to say for fun. So I was just like,
yeah. With a gun for Five. No. And Five like lets him in and is like, hey, the apocalypse isn't going to happen anymore. Have a margarita. And Hazel's kind of like, look, I'm here to offer my assistance in ending the apocalypse. And Five's like, that's no issue. But he also is like, he's fanboying a little bit over Five because Five is such a legend as a temporal assassin. In this whole thing, though, Diego comes in and blindsides Hazel, attacks him, and like he's fighting. It really is pretty impressive, and he ends up stabbing him in the leg, and it's going for a while, and finally Hazel just picks up Diego and he starts crushing him, and Five has to intervene on Diego's behalf. Hazel, like I said, volunteers to help stop the apocalypse, and Five's kind of like, hey, look, the Mark is dead. Hell Riders ain't riding, and they all drink a bunch of margaritas and have
just fun
the day after. The Five starts thinking about like what his day after would look like. He's like, well, I guess I'll grow up to be an emotionally stunted man child like everybody else. Hazel then turns over both of the guns that he has, because he has his and Chacha's guns. He had taken Chacha's before. He gives them to Five to help clear Diego of the murder of Eudora. And so we see Vanya back at her apartment. She's checking her messages, and one of them is Allison's previous message that was long before, where she's saying, hey, I just want to be a sister to you. I want to help take care of you. And she's very sorry. She goes to open her violin, and her bow is covered in Allison's blood, and Bonnie cries.
Yeah.
Do you want to take it a little bit?
Oh, sure. It's not great. So then Allison wakes up, and I don't know if you mentioned this, because I'm sorry, I got sidetracked. While Allison was unconscious, Luther kind of like he said he apologized for not being there, and he also confesses his love.
Yes.
Okay, good. Good for you. sorry. My friend was texting me at the same time. I'm sorry. But Allison wakes up and she can't talk. Like, Luther tells her not to talk because it will put more strain on her vocal cords. And Luther comforts her. She gets a pad and pen pad and Sharpie. She writes Vanya and powers. And Pogo comes in and reveals that Vanya does have powers. Another thing that Pogo was keeping from everybody.
Yeah, geez. He's like, now
what
I need
the
to
fuck,
talk. Yeah.
Pogo, you're supposed to be on our side. Diego wakes up. Also, he like comes to from into consciousness. I could just say wakes up and leave it at that. Anyway, Five tells him about the guns that will clear his name, but he still kind of wants revenge. But Five is like, hey, how did Eudora make you feel? And he's like, what did you think of when you think of Eudora? And he's just like, I don't know, good butt, nice legs. And then he's just like, a little bit deeper than that, I think.
Yeah.
And then Diego's like, she cares about the people. No matter how many shitheads she saw out there, she always believed in people and the genuine like kindness they have in their hearts, which is very sweet. And then Five is like, yeah, no, I'm sure she'd be so proud of you for, in her memory, killing two people. That makes perfect sense to me. And Diego's like, oh, shit, maybe that doesn't make sense, actually. Then Vanya returns to the mansion, and Luther tells her that Allison survived, and she tells him it was an accident. And he's like, I understand, totally. It's very monotone on his part. But Vanya is very emotional, and Luther like opens up his arms for a hug. He hugs her and he's like, I'm so sorry, Vanya. And then he hugs her so close that like she starts using her powers a little bit because the room starts vibrating. However, she doesn't get the chance to do so. And he makes her pass out from the lack of oxygen. She's put into the chamber that I'm assuming Pogo told him about, and she's put in the soundproof chamber. She wakes up and she starts banging on the door, but again, it's soundproof, so you can't hear what she's saying inside. And he's showing Klaus and Diego this, and they're just like, no, this doesn't make any sense. Like, they would have told us for sure. We would have known.
Right.
And Klaus, for one, I love what Klaus is thinking. He's just like, hey, why don't we open it up and ask her what's going on? Like, ask her what happened between her and Allison, because obviously Allison can't like write down every little thing that just happened. Like, we need to get the full story from both of their sides. And I agree with Klaus on this one, but also I can understand what Luther's train of thought was of like, we need to contain her before she hurts somebody again, because if she hurt Allison, who knows what else is going to happen. But I agree more on the Klaus side of things, where it's like, hey, why don't we ask her?
Yeah.
Like, Diego's also insane. Diego's kind of on Klaus's side of like, hey, this is kind of ridiculous. We should probably ask her what she knows and what's going on. And then Allison comes down and sees what they're doing and tells him to let her go, and that it was actually her fault for the accident. It wasn't. It was entirely Vanya's fault for blowing things out of proportion the way she did.
Course.
And for literally slashing her throat. I mean, she did kind of goad her on by like starting saying, I heard a rumor, but still. Luther keeps Allison away from releasing Vanya. Like, he physically has to push her back, and then she starts like fighting against him, like and he obviously, it doesn't affect him, but it affects him inside, but it doesn't affect his outside, whatever. And that was really deep of me, I'm sorry, that was impressive. And
was it? Oh, sorry.
It's a tequila. This is what happens. You've seen me on tequila. It's not pretty. And then Hazel comes back to the motel, and Cha-Cha has an elaborate setup to drown Agnes in the jacuzzi of love.
It's super funny. So they start having a fight. There's this happy, perky sunshine lollipop song going on, and they have this fight about like whether Agnes is going to drown in the hot tub. Cha-Cha pulls Agnes toward the hot tub. She's about to fall in, and time stops.
Mm-hmm.
And the handler, who is reconstructed and somewhat healed, appears. We then go to the mansion, and Allison is rejecting Luther a little bit.
Yeah, it's a montage.
It is. Klaus plays the clapping game, and he's not able to actually...
He's playing like patty cake.
By himself, yeah. Five takes Dolores to Gimbel's. Mom makes Diego pancakes with smiley faces, and Vanya is agonizing in the containment chamber. Then returns. Dolores has a conversation with her, and says he has growing up to do, and he says he won't forget her, and tells the person working at Gimbel's to put her in sequins because she likes sequins.
I love that so much.
It's really cute. And so then we see Vanya talking to her child self, and her child self, of course, and that, I think that's really the issue, is she has this inner child that she has never grown up, and that inner child is a violent, god-awful person. So that violent, god-awful person is like, hey, we killed that guy. But he was not wrong about everything. He was right, because the family's been trying to keep us down this whole time. They fear you. They're going to keep you in here forever. You need to show them who you really are. And Vanya's like, oh, I can't breathe. And the child, Vanya, tells her to embrace herself, who she is. And she starts to focus on her own heartbeat as a sound and blows the door off the chamber.
Yeah, I'm confused about her powers. I would just like to say, before we get into like best part, worst part, like, what the fuck are they? Like, what I've got, let me just say what I've got, and then you can try to correct me. But she can manipulate sound waves to use for her telekinetic abilities, but she needs to have like a focus on a certain sound to emit those sound waves. But she can just kind of use telekinesis. She can also use it as like a hypnotizing siren song kind of thing to make people listen to her when she's playing the violin, and to make people like jump to her bidding or whatever. Because there's a moment in the next episode I'll mention that I'm just kind of like confused about why they did the way they did. But it just, confusing set of powers. I was thinking about this while I was watching. I was just like, can't you just keep it down to like one power? Like, you have the Luther, which is like strong. Diego can fucking throw knives. Is it a weird power? Sure, but at least it's unique, and it's pretty set to a certain amount of things that he can do. He's also a good fighter, but that's more of his own development as a person. Allison, who's a good fighter on her own but has her compulsion powers. Then he got Klaus, who could talk to the dead. He expands on his powers, but it's kind of within his own set of things. Then he got Five, who can teleport / time travel, but it's within his own set of space and time that he can manipulate. And then you've got Ben, who can just like do the tentacle thing. And then again, not much more than that, but you don't really need much more, do you, Ben? You've got Vanya, who just can do everything. Like, I'm so confused about why it's like that. I mean, you could go like Scarlet Witch route, where you can manipulate minds and telekinesis, but they don't really show you all of like the stuff that she can do, and this training montage tells you jack shit about what she can actually do. Like, obviously telekinesis is a major factor. You have the knives, you have the like, but you can also make wind with like sound waves or some shit. Like, I'm so confused.
Okay, so I think a lot of it has to do with a lot of it has to do with sound waves, obviously, but I think, you know, when you're talking about telekinesis, it's not really kind of a pure form telekinesis. She wasn't like just throwing knives. She was making this kind of whirlwind of broken things in Leonard's house.
Because she's like, a broken thing.
Because like there's broken, you know, glass and broken china and broken whatever, and she makes this kind of tornado of stuff and covers him with the tornado and it stabs him. But again, her powers are undefined, and I feel like it's kind of like, you know, the time jumping thing or the multiverse thing that I sometimes find to be lazy writing, and it's not really in the show, which again, it is remarkable to me that time jump stuff is not being used in a lazy way. It actually moves the narrative rather than just, hey, I feel like doing a vignette. So I think that that's done really, really well in Umbrella Academy, and it will be done well in the other seasons coming going forward, for the most part. But the I have powers that I will define to you as they go along is a little bit lazy. But it also is mysterious and scary. And so because she is Mystery Power Girl, she is scary because she doesn't know what her powers are, and no one else does either.
Sure. So, yeah. I don't know. I just feel like I would like to know what she, again, and I think that it's cool in the way that they, and they will do it with Klaus in this next episode. You can, and with five they've already done, you can expand on the powers he already has. And I think that's just fine the way they did that, because it was within the realm of possibility for their powers. But with Vanya, it's just like, well, yeah, she can also, she has telekinesis, but she can also do a siren song kind of compulsion thing that Allison can do, kind of ish. I'm like, what?
Well, and we will see in the next episode that some of her powers looks a little bit like Ben's. So
it's weird. Anyway, so best part, Klaus. Klaus is so fucking funny. I love him so much. He's so funny. I also really love how he's defending Vanya and being like, hey, why don't we just talk to her? Why is she's right there? Let's talk to her about what's going on. She's scared. She has new powers that she wasn't aware of before. We should support her and be good siblings and ask her what's going on. And I think that's very fair. And then Ben punching him in the face is so funny to me. I love that Ben is being able to materialize a little bit more often. It's great. I always love Ben being there. He's always a fun little character to have, even though we don't really know much about him. Like, he just adds some fun commentary. Vanya coming to her senses about Leonard, like after she's read the Reginald's diary and been like, oh well, this was a super secret in his super secret diary. I need to confront Ben, not Ben, Jesus. I need to confront what's his face, Leonard. And and also her killing him is good. Allison for also defending Vanya. I imagine if your sister slashed you across the throat and you somehow survived, like, and you're just like, it was my fault. It's like, okay, I don't think I would be that forgiving, if I'm being honest.
Well, okay,
I know she feels guilty, but like, what the hell?
Well, okay. And I think, you know, part of what she's not necessarily like forgiving her. I think what she's like, don't lock her up in this chamber.
Well, I agree with that, but.
So, yeah. I think that there's a difference, but in any case, sure. Yeah.
Sorry, I have more. Diego and Hazel's fight is very funny. Like, Diego just coming in and being like, what? And Five just commentating of like, you guys are just so fucking stupid. I'm just, or you could just like keep fighting, whatever. I'm going to sip my margarita. Five in general. And maybe Hazel in general. I don't know. I don't care about him and Agnes all that much, but I like him kind of going to the winning side in a way. Well, not a winning side, but like one that he might actually be able to win in his own way. Like going the light side in a way, and trying to like help them out with the whole apocalypse thing. But yeah, that those are my best parts. Go ahead. Okay.
I love that they killed Leonard. He is just horrible and he needed to be gone. I actually really do like Hazel in this, because again, we don't get too much of Hazel. It is borderline, but we don't get too much of him, and we get to see some of, you know, the fighting, which I really like his fight with Cha-Cha. I think that's really good.
Oh, that's also good.
I love Five because I love Five. I love Klaus and I love Ben in this. I love Diego's fight with Hazel. It's super funny. I love Allison. I agree with you. And I love the return of the handler, because we needed that extra,
that is fun.
Like, you know, Deus Ex Machina kind of character in this. So I think that's really fun. What were your worst parts?
Leonard, like, stop trying to gaslight her. You failed, dude. Just accept your death. Also, him like banging on the book like that, like she's gonna use her powers on whom? Who is directly in front of her? Who is antagonizing her? Like, absolute idiot. Luther locking Vanya up. I understand his concern, but like, she is your sister and you need to hear her out. Like, it was clearly an accident. Everyone has said so, including Allison, who was there. Like, I think that you need to talk to her a little bit and figure that out. Cha-Cha for, I don't blame Cha-Cha necessarily. Like, she needed to do something, but, like, you went out of your way.
She did.
And then Pogo. Like, what the fuck, Pogo? Like, you, I could put aside the idea that, oh, it was your father's final wish for me to not tell you that he committed suicide. Okay, fine, sure. You wanted to bring everyone together, sure. But you'd be like, oh, yeah, also, I was there for Vanya's whole torture thing, and not like I didn't tell her that she had powers. Like, I mean, yeah, I should have mentioned that probably. It's like, what the fuck, Pogo? How are you expecting anyone to trust you ever again? So yeah.
Yeah, my worst parts were Luther locking up Vanya and Vanya listening to her very, very, very immature inner child. Sure. Because, you know, and Allison said this early in the season to Vanya, and I agree with it. It's like, you're an adult.
Yeah.
You know, you need to act like one. And if you expect to be treated like one, even though like these powers are new or whatever, you need to act like an adult and not just, you know, lash out like a child. And the fact that she is incapable is because, and that's where, how she got into this predicament to begin with, how she got in with Leonard and all that other stuff, is that she was going, you know, just anything her family does is bad. That is not a mature way to approach things. So what grade did you give this episode?
Either a B plus or an A minus. I think it's a really good episode. I think it might be a B plus. I don't know. I think it's maybe better than the last episode, but I think it's...
Right, which is why I gave this one a B plus and I gave that last one a B. And that's why...
So I might pump it up to an A minus because I think it is better than the last episode. So I'll give it an A minus.
Okay, whatever. So let's move on to the
season
last episode.
One, episode 10, The White Violin. Flashback to, quote, long ago. Like,
in a
not a
far
specific
away,
date. Yeah, well, in England, but sure. With a young Reginald Hargreaves showing his wife, a violin, and she tells him to give it to someone who will love it just as much as she did. She's dying, by the way. And he's just like, oh no, but I can't leave without you, and there must be a way to save you from this random illness. And she's like, no, there isn't. And then we see him getting on a boat for New York,
Now, so you call that England. I don't think that was England.
Was it not?
No, I thought it was another planet, because they're all like releasing like these light spores out of jars into the atmosphere.
You know, so I don't know. I wasn't paying
another
close
planet.
Attention.
I think it's another planet. I think it's kind of like a Kal-El situation here.
Interesting. Maybe. Oh, yeah, no, that would make sense. Yeah, never mind.
Wouldn't it, though? Yeah.
I was in a rush when I was making these notes, just to go with it. He purchases an old umbrella factory in New York, I have no idea if it's in New York.
Yeah, it looks like New York. It could be
New York. In the present day, Vanya has freed herself and the mansion is falling apart. Vanya has visions of her being left out as a child as things crumble. Then Diego gets knocked out by falling debris, and so Klaus is like, oh no, the ceiling's caving in, we need to move out of the way, but he can't get to Diego fast enough. But Ben is able to pull Diego to safety, which Klaus takes credit for in a second, which is very funny.
Gets both of them, actually.
Oh, he gets both of them, yes. Pogo tells Vanya to stop and that her siblings are not to blame. She asks if he knew about her powers, and he does eventually say yes. He buys everyone some time to evacuate, including Luther and Allison.
He sacrifices himself.
He, and then Vanya throws him across the room, and he gets impaled on, like, antlers. And Klaus helps Diego down from like the fire escape that they've just escaped from, and Diego's like hugging Klaus being like, you saved my life, bro. And then like Klaus is looking at Ben and he's like, yeah, I definitely did. It's very funny. And then Grace stays in the crumbling building. Like, she's waving from the window. And I'm just like, okay, you're just accepting that? All right, cool. So then after everything has basically collapsed, everyone else is evacuated but Pogo and Grace. And Diego goes looking for Grace, but Klaus is like, you have to just accept that she's gone. And then Luther comes in and is just like, hey, yeah, no, Vanya killed Pogo. I saw it. He did actually see it. So it's not just speculation. Right. And even if it was speculation, she did cause the building to collapse. So she technically killed both of them. So then Five blips in and says the apocalypse is still on because the newspaper headline that he saw in the future didn't change. And Vanya is the one that causes the apocalypse. So they decide to regroup at the Superstar, which apparently is a bowling alley, which is fantastic. And we will talk about, and I know you're excited.
I get to do that.
I know you do. But yeah, they're going to regroup at the Superstar and they all like run their separate ways. Meanwhile, the Handler is upset with Hazel and Cha-Cha. They are told that the Handler never sent the missions to kill each other and that Five did. She gives them a new assignment to protect Vanya, and Hazel will be allowed to retire with Agnes afterwards, and Cha-Cha will get a new partner, and if they fail, they will both get killed. Barracuda plays, which is a great song. Vanya walks to her performance and uses her powers along the way. The family is at the bowling alley.
And I'm going to just call them the Umbrella Academy because it is the main siblings are all there. Klaus, they're trying to figure out where Vanya might be and how they can, you know, like stop all this. And they're having a discussion about what to do. Like, should we kill Vanya because she is the cause of the apocalypse, or, you know, she's our sister. Should we try to save her, you know, talk her out of it, whatever. And, you know, they don't know where she is. And Klaus sees in the paper, hey, you know, she's going to be there. And at this concert, because she's actually advertised, the attendant for the bowling alley says, hey, my boss says that if you're not going to bowl, you have to leave. So Luther's like, rolls his eyes and throws blind at like several lanes away and gets a strike.
That's so funny to me. I love that so much.
So great. Klaus then admits that Ben is the one who pulled Diego to safety, and he tries to prove it by throwing a bowling ball at Ben, like Ben's gonna kill
Ben. I would like to say it does fail, it goes through Ben, but Ben looks so ready to receive the ball, and then he
so funny.
The disappointment that spreads on his face after it just goes through him. He's like, funny.
So Klaus, Klaus is then like arguing, and he's like, he's telling Luther, I liked you before you got laid. And Allison's like, oh my God. And he starts explaining, well, it's okay because he was really drunk and the girl thought he was a furry.
It was so funny.
So Allison leaves in a huff, which is ridiculous, and Luther follows her.
I know you love this part, but I'd like to say for this part with Allison leaving in a huff, I understand you thought you were getting closer, but it would make more sense if in the current timeline, the day that wasn't was the day that was, and if they had that kiss and then he got laid, that would make sense why she were upset. But for her to just be like, oh, you got laid and I wasn't there, it's like, what the fuck are you talking about? You got laid when he wasn't there. He was on the fucking moon when you got laid and had a child. Like, are you kidding?
You got married.
Married, bitch. Sorry, go ahead.
Ridiculous. So a woman comes over with this is too funny, and she's
named Kenny.
Named Kenny, and she's like, "Oh, it's my son Kenny's birthday party, and can your son come join us?" Referring to Five, at the birthday party.
Are your two dads okay with that? And is Diego and Klaus left?
Right. So Five looks over at her and is like, "I would rather chew off my own foot." Then he hears the pneumatic tube sound, which would suggest that something's coming to him.
Also say during this part, when he's going to the pneumatic tube, I have the captions on. And so Diego and Klaus are talking to each other. And Diego's just like, even if I wasn't the guys, I wouldn't like date you. And Klaus is like, you'd be lucky to have me. It's very funny.
I missed that part. That's good. So he opens up the pneumatic tube. Five does. And there is, and he's like, how did she track me? And he realizes that the candy he had in his pocket was a tracker. The candy from the 50s that she had given him was a tracker.
He's lucky, like, guess. My God.
Yeah, and then he crushes it. He's got some experience, man. So Five is invited to the hotel room by the handler. She sent him a fortune cookie with the message in it. We then cut to, and we're going to come back to the bowling alley. So if you, I want to do more bowling.
I know you want to do the bowling alley. So I'll do the boring stuff. When it comes to the bowling alley, can I do the Allison and Luther scene?
Yes.
Okay. So we're not there yet. Hazel thinks the handler is leaving them to die. Good instinct, because they weren't given a briefcase to blip out whenever they're done with their mission. Vanya gets on a bus, and this other girl is looking at her violin case in envy or something like that. And then Vanya has a flashback to asking to borrow the violin from Reginald, and Reginald allows her to. And she's talking to Grace about, oh, I'm so excited to get started on the violin. And Reginald is just like smirking in his chair, like thinking about, oh, I am giving it to another person who actually really wants it. Then Luther goes to Allison and starts apologizing about sleeping with the girl. He explains that he found out Reginald sent him to the moon for nothing, and he was very drunk and drugged and all that stuff. I think Allison is just, she's going through a lot right now emotionally. I can understand why she got upset about this in a certain sense, but in many other senses, you already lost your virginity to your husband or to somebody else. I have no idea. But like, regardless, it's not like you haven't. So why is it such a big deal that Luther has like now? Obviously the timing's weird, but whatever, who cares? Clearly she does. Anyway, Allison writes down in her paper, she's like, I need you to be my voice. And so they go to a payphone outside of the bowling alley, which is very conveniently put right outside of the bowling alley, but that's neither here nor there. Allison and Luther somehow fit in the little telephone box. And she has her pen and paper, and Allison calls Claire and makes Luther be her voice, and she writes out what he wants. What she wants him to say, and on her behalf. And there is really, really cute, like Luther is talking about like, oh yeah, no, I'm your Uncle Luther. And you can hear Claire and through the line being like, space boy. And he's like, yeah, space boy. And Allison's just like crying because she's like, oh yeah, no, that's my baby. And it's very, very sad. And then she accidentally drops her notepad and they can't pick it up. And so she can't say exactly what she feels to her daughter in this moment. And they know that they only have a limited amount of time. And so Luther just looks at Allison, who's like full of anguish and grief that she won't be able to give her potentially last words to her daughter. And Luther just starts talking from his heart about Allison, about she misses you so much. She thinks of you every morning, every night. She dreams about you, all of that stuff. She only cares about you. She misses you a lot. She loves you so much. It is so fucking sweet.
Part of what he says is, you are the most important person in the world to me. And yes, she'll be home soon.
He's saying it to Allison, and know that's what he means to Allison. And he also knows that that's what Allison, what Claire means to Allison. And so it's truth. It's the truth from both ends. And Allison truly appreciates that. It's very, very sad. It's very, very sweet. Then we have Hazel, who is upset with Cha-Cha and decides now's the right time to disobey his orders for some reason. And so he notices that Cha-Cha doesn't have her seatbelt on. And so he runs into a police blockade, and Cha-Cha goes flying out through the windshield and like lands on the ground and like stays still for a couple seconds. So that's the guarantee that she's dead, clearly. Whatever. Hazel, you should be better than this. You're supposed to be a fucking assassin. What are you doing? Anyway, and then
we're back at the bowling alley.
Oh, my favorite line.
It's not just your favorite line. It's one of the best things. And we've had some really amazing scenes, and we've described them to the best of our ability.
I remember, before we get started, I remember specifically before I had seen Umbrella Academy, you and Dad watched the first season. I joined you on the second season, I believe. But you had watched the first season, and you were just like, there is a scene you need to see. And it was just the bowling alley scenes, and it was enough to get me hooked, and I was like, I have to watch this.
Oh,
So
it's such a
proceed.
great show. Such a great show. So, Luther and Allison come back in, and they, go to the guys, and Diego's like, "Hey, we need a plan. We've got to have a plan to go and figure out what we're gonna do about Vanya." And Luther's like, "Well, yes, we need to go to the concert to get Vanya." And Diego's like, "That's a location. That is not a plan." And
That's hilarious.
while they start arguing about this, because Five is missing, Five blipped out, and they're like, "Where is he? I don't know." So while they're just arguing about this, guys in masks with red lights in the eyes of the mask enter the bowling alley with automatic weapons and start opening fire.
Specifically,
They all
guns.
take cover in glasses.
No. First, no, you no, 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 no. You have to get the lead
No.
in line. Who are these guys?
Who are these guys? And what class says is maybe they're here for Kenny's birthday.
It so earnestly, too.
And they're all starting to like throw stuff at these guys and hit them in the head and all of these things, and they're throwing stuff at the various people, and all of this fight, everything that happens is to Saturday Night by the Bay City Rollers. It is awesome. They're throwing stuff at them, including Klaus throws the birthday cake.
It's so good.
It's so good. And they all look at each
Fuck
other and realize
Kenny, fuck your birthday.
we've got to dive into the bowling alley lanes and go through where the pins are to get out. And so they do. And
I'm
I
sorry,
guess,
but that was a leap of faith, like
yeah,
figuring out if you would even fit.
it,
Especially you,
absolutely.
Luther. I'm looking at you.
Yeah, because Klaus is gonna fit probably,
Oh,
and
he's a
Ben's
skinny
definitely gonna
bitch,
fit.
yeah.
Then we cut, but that scene is just so fucking fabulous. I cannot do it justice. It is so good. You must watch it.
You must watch it.
So yeah, Five and the handler are in the motel room, and she's talking. The handler's doing her bureaucratic sales job. She wants to give, basically lectures about stuff, and wants him to return. You have a couple of options. You could, leave your family behind and leap into the future. You can abandon your family, jump to the future. I can show up in 20 some odd years and give you your job back, or you can just stay here and die a horrible death. And Agnes is still there, like listening to all this shit. So she then is like, "Oh, let's have a toast to you, like leaping to the future." And he opens the champagne. She opens the champagne, and he realizes this is all a distraction. You're doing this to pull me away from my family. And so he blips out. The concert is
Smart.
open. Yeah. The concert is opening. Vanya is playing his first chair. The siblings arrive, other than Five. And Allison keeps trying to convince them, like, "Let me talk to her." And Luther's kind of like, "Yeah, sure, you can talk to her," and lets her go off, so that she can be used as a distraction for Vanya, so that maybe they can approach Vanya and get her under control in some way. They send Klaus out as lookout
Yeah, that was a
with
great
Ben.
idea. Whatever.
With Ben.
And then Hazel goes back to the motel and shoots the handler in the head, and Agnes forgives Hazel's past. She's like, everyone has a past. It's like, okay,
Seriously?
weirdo. Clearly you deserve this, I guess. Everyone gets into place. Like Luther and Diego are in the wings, waiting to go tackle Vanya or whatever their plan is. And Five's MIA, Klaus is the lookout. Allison is just watching. She like walks down the aisle and she stops and she's like, oh, she plays so well. It's like, now's not the time. Now's not the time. And then And then once Diego and Luther decide it's a great time to go to attack her, she notices, and well, she makes eye contact with Allison first, yeah. And she's just like, hey, Allison, hello. And she's like totally fine with Allison being there, but the boys start like converging and trying to like tackle her. Again, I don't know their plan. And then she uses her powers to blast them back. And everyone kind of takes cover. Other people on the audience leaves, but the rest of the musicians, they stay and they continue to play. And I'm just like,
she forces them to.
Yeah, exactly. The siren song thing. So again, I'm confused on her powers. But then they figure they're like hunched down. Allison's like, what the fuck, dude? Like in her eyes, because obviously she can't talk. And the boys are like, we're fine, thanks for asking. And like she could ask anyway, but still.
Yeah.
And then the masked gunners from the bowling alley come in. And they're like surrounding them, and Five also shows up. He blips in, and Klaus finally realizes they're under attack after getting a taco from a taco truck. And
because Ben's he sees like, Chacha,
hey. he sees Chacha. He also hears gunfire from within, and mm-hmm. Ben's like, "Are we going into the gunfire?" And he's like, "We're the lookouts." It's like, okay, and then so he runs in, and he's like, "Hey, Chacha's coming!" Like. That's the most important thing right now. And then everybody is trying to like attack the masked men, and Klaus eventually is able to conjure Ben like in this blue light. But
Diego goes for Chacha though, because when
I'm gonna talk about that, but that's after.
Okay.
Klaus conjures Ben, who's able to use his powers to take out the gunners. And like use his like tentacle powers to take out the gunners. We finally get to see his powers on full display. And everyone's kind of amazed that Ben's even there. Diego fights Chacha, which is a good choreographed fight. Vanya starts turning white, like her suit that she's wearing turns white, and her violin is starting to turn white. I don't know why, but it just happens.
She's getting stronger. She's glowing, basically.
Yeah, I don't know why she's turning white though. Is she like, is this a Gandalf situation where like you get to the point where you're just Gandalf the white? Like, I have no idea. Anyway, Diego chooses not to kill Chacha in honor of Eudora because she believed in people, and even though this person murdered her, Chacha's still a person. They decide to attack Vanya from all angles after Ben has basically taken out everybody, all of the masked gunners, like, which is so impressive.
It is.
Vanya, all the, like, Allison is still hesitant to even do this, but Luther's like, it's the only way. It's like, okay, fine.
And they're all like, it's a suicide mission, but we've got to do it. So they're going to go in to try to control her. And so she does the tentacle like thing with her powers.
Yes. She uses her powers to hold them all up, force choking style, but she's like draining their life force, which I don't know how that works, but it's a part of her powers. We're just gonna go with it. And then Allison has snuck up behind her with a gun to her head, but Allison doesn't shoot her in the head. She shoots right next to her ear so that her sound waves are disrupted. And so she drops everybody, but a big boom emits from her still. So not much is solved there, really. The moon, because of this boom, this sonic boom, starts to break apart and pieces start hurtling towards Earth.
It's not just the sonic boom. So her energy, the energy disruption that she created, becomes funneled to the moon. And it's not just like it's, you know, it dissipates and causes it. It is funneled to and breaks up the moon. But they don't know that immediately. They're all like, hey, we won. This is great. And then they realize, shit, this is a total failure. Look at that meteor. And Five says, this does not have to be the end. And you know, he says, we can time travel together. There's some things that can go wrong. I mean, obviously I'm a 58-year-old man in a child's body, shit happens. And they discuss whether to take Vanya with them. And he's like, look, we have to take her back in time with us to fix her, to prevent this apocalypse. And so they all hold hands and they jump as Hazel and Agnes and everybody else dies in this.
No, Hazel and Agnes jump with the briefcase.
Do they?
Yeah, they do a time travel with the briefcase. Mm-hmm. He's holding the briefcase, ready to take him and Agnes away. Cha-Cha gets vaporized, along with all the other people we've met along the way. People get vaporized. Yeah, they start to time travel, and they see their younger selves before traveling away.
And the end credits, the song of the end credits is Hazy Shade of Winter, and it is great.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So what were your best parts?
The whole bowling alley scene, like all of the scenes so associated good. With the bowling alley once they get there is so fucking good. Like, it's so funny.
Yeah.
Like, I think that another thing that has made some of these past episodes that we've been talking about, like the B's and the B minuses, according to you and all that stuff, like what they've been lacking is consistent humor on all ends. Mm-hmm. And I think you're going to get the most consistent humor when you have the whole gang together. Well, mine is Vanya, but Vanya's kind of boring. And so,
she's
wrong?
A downer. In many
am
respects.
I wrong? She's an no, Eeyore. Anyway, like Anne, she's Eeyore.
Yeah.
Well, no, she's calling Charles an Eeyore. Sorry. Whatever. You get it. Klaus and Ben, like, I love them. Like, I love the attempt with the bowling ball. I love him finally being able to channel Ben. I love him getting tacos while being the lookout because he didn't think he needed the job. It's just, it's very, very funny. And the phone call to Claire is so sweet. I think that's very, very cute. And I think that, I think the reason I like it so much is because we have built up her relationship with Claire so much, but you haven't really heard her voice it, like, really talk to her other than like the minimal phone calls we've seen. And so getting to see this, but also seeing how Luther's feelings toward her mimic the ones that she feels for her daughter, well, not exactly the same, but you know what I mean, it similar enough to show that how much love is between them and in those relationships. It's very, very sweet. What else? Five, helping people out, and also like blipping in and being like, oh wow, you guys really couldn't do anything without me. And then Hazel for killing the handler, or shooting the handler in the head at least.
I love all those things. I love the bowling alley scene, the music, Five, Allison, Klaus and Ben, and Hazel were the things that I wrote down. I do love, you know, Luther expressing his love to Allison. You know, that of course has it rolls into upcoming seasons in a different way. What were your worst parts?
Killing Pogo and Grace again. Like, Grace again, but not Pogo. But, like, I don't know. Grace, she's kind of been there. I mean, she's usually, they don't like going to hospitals for some reason, except for Vanya. Vanya's okay with going to a hospital. Maybe they just don't have health insurance. I'm not sure. But I think that in general, like, they just needed a doctor, and so they used Grace at any point they can. But then they're just like, well, Grace, it's the end of the world, we're blowing you up because that makes sense and we don't need you for this part, so sorry. And Pogo was keeping secrets, but he didn't, it was sad that he died anyway. All of the destruction that Vanya causes, I think that Vanya going straight from feeling so much remorse for hurting Allison and nearly killing her and all that stuff. I understand getting locked up by your siblings is not great, but come on, man, this was a fast leap from one end to the other, like one extreme to the other. It's wild to me that she just immediately was like, yep, nope, white eyes, I am going to kill everybody. And
yeah, she does
also
some random
my
shit
musician
too.
Friends need to play with me while I do so. It's like, okay.
Yeah, she does random control shit, like, you know, some car almost hits her and she like flips it over and like kills the people in it. It's just the random destruction with Vanya is not great, and I didn't include that as the worst part, which is why I was cutting in. Do you have other worst parts?
Not that I could think of. I don't. Well, yeah. I think also just in general, like, I understand that Cha-Cha is a strong woman, and I love that for her. But is she indestructible? I am not sure, because she has been through a lot.
And well, she's same with the handler, right? So both of them.
No,
are
it's.
Worst.
Yeah, I think that, yeah, Cha-Cha and the handler just kind of like, I don't know, it's a little bit ridiculous, but sure.
Yeah. Yeah, no, they were both worst parts for me in this episode. I didn't put Vanya in part because, you know, the catalyst, I guess, in the apocalypse being the whole thing. I felt like, you know, we were going to get here eventually anyway. But I did feel like her childish emotion stuff is annoying. What grade did you give this episode?
I gave it an A. It's a very good episode. I think the bowling alley scene alone, like the scenes at the bowling alley alone, like really make up for like the rest of the episode. And it makes up most of the episode, so it's great. And you get a lot of good action scenes. It's very, very funny. And you get a lot of resolutions, but also a little bit of a cliffhanger about, hey, where are they going in time? And if is it going to work? And all that stuff. It's very fun.
Yeah.
It's great. It's a great end to the series. Oh, not the series, the season.
Yeah. No, I really love this episode. I gave it an A also. And, you know, we are going to be going on to season two and season three. And, you know, it's always an interesting thing to see how a show like this that we really, really love goes into its, you know, second season and what happens and whether is it going to be as good or, you know, how are these relationships going to develop? And I think that that is something to look forward to with this. And we are looking forward to sharing that with you. We hope that you join us. And
cheers.
Cheers.